The interior is stark. Exposed wood walls and a white beadboard ceiling. Half of the room is lined with the original dark wood, and the other half is brighter, newly placed pine. On one wall, there's a row of paned windows, and those windows were the classroom's only source of light.
They didn't have electricity.
Fatima Shabazz stands facing the blank wooden wall where she remembers the chalkboard used to be.
So we faced this way in our little desk. And as the sun would come up, we got more and more and more light.
Her mother, Mary Wilson, taught in this one-room schoolhouse. Shabazz says she remembers her early morning drives with her mom to school from Asheville, down a two-lane road to Marshall.
She was my first teacher. She was invested in all of our education.
Shabazz is proud to see her old school restored and preserved, and she says she hopes the next generation carries the story forward.
To look at where we are today, as far as race, why are we going backwards? But I think a lot of it is not being aware of what has happened previously to overcome those things versus going back to them.
The Rosenwald School is a concept created by Sears Roebuck president Julius Rosenwald and educator Booker T. Washington, himself a freed slave. Rosenwald had the financial means and Washington had the vision to establish thousands of state-of-the-art schools for black children in the Jim Crow South.
The socioeconomic structure that we had was unknown, but it carried us through to this day.
Wallace Bohannon is with the Friends Group of the historic Mars Hill Anderson Rosenwald School. He says in addition to funds from Rosenwald, the schools required a third of their funding come from the Board of Education and the final third from the community.
The African-American community was so involved in their own education. I always had the impression maybe we were kind of waiting on handouts, but nah, they did the work.
Bohannon, who's black, moved to Marshall from New York. He says he decided to get involved because he wanted to continue the legacy that the school's founder started. That's the spirit behind the restoration effort that took a decade to complete, a shared desire to say to the wider Appalachian region that African Americans were here, are here, and continue to invest in their futures here. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.